This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. I just had an email exchange with a new client. I'm not going to say his name, but anyway, new client. He said, "Oh, I was looking online and I saw that you had a review, an anonymous review that said, when the agreement ended, you wouldn't give the website back to this person and they couldn't, figure out what to do. And, they needed special programming to work on their website and, et cetera." So he was concerned about it. So I wrote back to him and I said, I'm just telling you, the listener, for many reasons I'll get into. I said to him, "The person who did that review, we know who it is. Their name is blah, blah. I just won't say the name here." I said, "They posted it anonymously, if you noticed that. Why'd they do that?" "Because the review is false." So I told him, we've been in business for 10 years. We've had well over 1,000 attorneys that we've worked with in the 10 years. And our policy is when the agreement ends, you keep everything. You keep your website. You keep all the logins. You keep all your social media, everything. We don't hold anyone hostage. So we don't do that because a couple of reasons. One, I wouldn't be in business for 10 years and have dealt with over 1,000 people if I kept all this stuff hostage. I would have been sued into non-existence. Or there would have been dozens or hundreds of complaints online. There's one, and it's anonymous. Two, I'm not here to hold anyone hostage. Believe it or not, if you are a client and you succeed, we're happy. I want you to succeed. You know why? A selfish reason is I want you to keep paying. The longer you stay a client, the more you pay, given that we do good work. And the more you succeed, the more we succeed. If I was abusive to my clients, it's just logical, and I didn't do good work for them, I would constantly have to be looking for more, and they wouldn't stay very long. Our average client stays a year plus. We have some clients that have been with us for 7-8 years. There's no way they would stay if I was abusive to them or if I didn't get them results. Now, we can't get great results for everybody. It's just impossible. I don't care who you are, whatever company it is. If they tell you, "Oh, we get great results for everybody," you know it's not true. It's just not possible. So we do our best. We do get great results for a lot of people, but not everybody. And that's just honest. Sorry. That's just the way it is. There's things about Google we will never know. They don't share their data with us, obviously. There's certain websites we just cannot make successful. There's certain people, because of their behaviors, we just can't make them successful. We screw up sometimes. Actually, we screw up, probably regularly, I would say. But when we do, we fix it quick. We acknowledge the problem and we get on it right away. The screw-ups are less and less over time because I've automated our business and I put in procedures and things like that, made it very robust. But we screw up, and I want to tell you that because it's just honest. We're not perfect. No one's perfect. That's an excuse. But what I can tell you is if you work with us and we do screw up, we're going to admit it right away. We're going to apologize. We're going to fix it as best we can right away. We're going to put in a procedure so that it doesn't happen again, if at all possible. That's what we do internally. We have a problem. I ask my guys, I say, "All right, do we have a checklist for this and a procedure?" And if we do, I say, "Was it followed or not? And if it wasn't followed, why? And how can we make sure it's followed every time without exception?" Or if we don't have a procedure in place for something, then I say, "Why not? Okay, let's put one in. Is it a one-off problem that happens once in a blue moon? Well, maybe it doesn't need a procedure. If it's a problem that happens more than a couple times in a year, it's worth having a procedure for it in a system. So then, again, it doesn't happen after that." That's what I've learned to do. That's just letting you know a little bit of the secret sauce of how we run stuff. I would encourage you to run your practice the same way because you'll make it super, super robust. And I'll go into this on another podcast, the mechanics of how to do that, how to systematize and automate. But again, I just wanted to make this podcast. I didn't have to. I could just ignore this and say nothing about it. This is deliberately admitting our flaws. And it is tactic to get you guys and gals to become customers and become more comfortable with us. It's also tactic in that it could hurt me to do this, but I don't care. I'm going to do it. I want to be honest with you and help you out and give you a real understanding of the industry, you know, the legal marketing industry. And one thing else I want to tell you, I want to tell you one of the reasons, or probably the biggest reason that I work with attorneys. And again, this is not fluff, but, you know, I've had legal problems like everyone else has, okay? Thank God I haven't been divorced and, you know, but I've had some legal problems, some not very serious, but I've had them. I've been in car accidents. I've had, you know, tickets. I've had all kinds of stuff like that. When I've called and I've spoken to lawyers and I've gotten representation from them, I'm very happy if I have to go to court and I've got a lawyer by my side. It makes me feel a lot better because it's a scary place. No matter how much I work with lawyers and no matter how many I know, it's still scary to go into court or have, you know, I don't know, someone say you owe them money or, you know, the penalties for this could be this or that or, you know, dealing with an agency. It's scary stuff. You just don't know what's going to happen no matter how much you know. And I'm sure, you know, you guys and gals feel the same. So what you guys do as lawyers is super important. You know, people come to you when they have a problem in their life, bankruptcy, divorce, DUI, arrest, auto accidents, medical malpractice. I mean, always bad stuff. And you were there to help these people. And thank God you are. Because if you weren't, some of them would be literally like doomed, you know, in horrible trouble. So I really value what attorneys do. And that's why I'm glad to support you and to help make you a success. Because if I can make 200 of you a success, and each of you has 100 clients a year, that means I could potentially impact, you know, well over 2,000 people's lives and make them better every year because of the work I do and the work I help you guys to do and you gals to do. So that's a major reason why I'm in this business, why I've been in it for 10 years. So I hope that this podcast is useful to you. I hope it gives you a feel for who I am and why I do what I do. And I hope it emboldens you to do what you do and to feel good about it, because I just want you to know, I don't know if anyone tells you this, but you do a good thing and you're helping a lot of people because of what you do. And any negativity that you come across, I want you to think about this and think, you know what? I'm a good person. I do good things and I help a lot of people out of bad situations. So I want you to be proud of being an attorney, and I hope this emboldens you to feel that way. If you need help with your marketing, any comments, questions for me or for Speakeasy, you can reach us at 888-225-8594. Website is www.speakeasymarketinginc.com. And Inc. means INC, Incorporated. Thank you very much.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594 or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.